This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio, you've got Ian.
How are you?
And nobody.
So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. We just had a gentleman call in and claim that there's a Rastafarian church in Atlanta where people are just openly able to smoke cannabis and that the government wishes they could do something about it. But I can't find it. I cannot find any information about this supposed Rasta church.
I mean, it sounds like a rumor that high school kids tell each other, you know, there's this Rastafarian church. We can go join it, man. All we got to do is sign their sheet of paper. Then you find out that, you know, there's no truth to it whatsoever. It's just a bunch of myths that high school students spread to each other. That's what it sounds like.
Now, well, if there is evidence of it out there and some listener can find a reference, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, I would love that too. I did find this, and that is that Atlanta, along with several other cities in Georgia, has passed a local decriminalization ordinance.
Oh, good for them.
So it doesn't say, this story from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it doesn't specify what that entails, but it presumably means that it is less of a punishment in Atlanta than if you get caught elsewhere in the state, where under current state law, the punishment for simple possession could be up to 1 year in jail or a $1,000 fine. So like much of the South...
So a standard misdemeanor.
Yeah, so like much of the South, there hasn't been much decriminalization of cannabis on a statewide level for... I don't know, have you guys heard of any of the southern states doing that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, me neither.
I think Tennessee has medical...
Unless you consider Arizona the South, because I think Arizona did a legalization or decrease.
That's the Southwest.
Yeah.
So, let us know if you can find this mystery Rastafarian church in Atlanta. I'd love to hear the story about it. But meanwhile, we go to Ukraine, or not Ukraine. Where? Don't laugh. We had a lady call from Ukraine.
I know. I was on.
Yeah, so maybe she'll call back. Who knows? But Ridley is wanting to talk about the Ukraine. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think first time Ukrainians will object to call it the Ukraine. I think it's supposed to just be referred to as Ukraine.
Yeah, I still have that old habit.
Well, isn't the Ukraine like the mountainous region or something, and Ukraine itself is the country?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
I hate to be politically correct. But yeah, like if you were to eat, like in Croatia, you could talk about the Krajina. It's just a region, right? It's not a nation state. So, but with Ukraine, you call it the Ukraine. It just sounds like you're referring to like a mountain range or something like that. So, although there are not very many of those in Ukraine. But anyway, I've been noticing some things about the war that other people seem to be missing. The first thing is that this it's so senseless what they're doing. It seems like the only reason they could be doing it would be to provide some sort of diversion for China to invade Taiwan or something like that.
When you say they, are you referring to the entire conflict in Ukraine?
Yeah, the conflict in Ukraine. My suspicion before it even started was that all this business in Ukraine is to distract the United States while China does the real war and takes Taiwan. But
I don't think China needs the distraction. I mean, if China wanted to invade Taiwan, I don't see any reason why they need Russia to run, you know,
interference.
Yeah. China's China. They're bigger and they're tougher than Russia.
I think they still need it. If they were already prepared to take Taiwan, they probably already would have done it. So it has been something that's been holding them back. And this could be a way around that.
Well, something definitely held Russia back. I mean, there's a reason they waited until the day after the end of the Winter Olympics that were being held in China. They didn't want to ruin China's big day. Mm. So as soon as that was over,
really,
they invaded. The very next day.
Hmm. Well, yeah, those two countries do, you know, tend to get along, at least. But it would be pretty crazy to see them go up against one another. I don't know if I would necessarily say China would best Russia in that one. I mean, they're both fairly militaristic nations.
Well, so. If they fought each other, I don't know.
But
yeah. I don't think that China needs Russia to run interference for them.
No, I don't think so either.
The other thing is that, you know, I'm sort of a student of the Spanish Civil War and the Bosnian War. And what's different about this one is it does have a lot of similarities, but this one, the Spanish and the Bosnians did not have support from the international community really at all until very deep into the war. The public opinion support, I mean. And the Ukraine situation, the world is just aghast and immediately has taken sides with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference that's going to really hurt the Russians. Because, you know, if you look at the Spanish Civil War and the Bosnian War, those are the countries that sort of came under attack were, they almost won the war in both cases.
Well, it's going to hurt everybody. You know, as was pointed out here, Cyprian, who's really following this closely, and his wife is Russian, by the way, but formerly known as Vin Armani, is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live. He points out on his Twitter today that Europe has cut Russia off from SWIFT. Now, not totally. They've only cut some banks and some individuals off from SWIFT. SWIFT, by the way, for listeners that don't know, is the international wiring system from, you know, if you want to send an international wire to somebody in another country, it goes over SWIFT. And so they've cut Russia off from SWIFT, and that means that Europe can no longer pay for the gas that they've been getting from Russia. So,
brilliant.
So,
oh, wow.
The story from CNN that he's citing
here. Does Russia take Bitcoin?
Well, they might start, but Russia, it says here, if Russia halts its supply of gas to Europe to retaliate against the punishing sanctions for its invasion of Ukraine, the region should still be able to make it through the next winter, but it won't be easy or cheap, according to a new report. So they're expecting their people to be paying this price, not just the Russian people, but the European people.
Well, that's the way sanctions work, and that's the reason why I oppose them. They
hurt the people.
By definition, target innocent bystanders. Hey, no, just pressure your government into making this go away.
It's hard to say how much impact that's really going to have, though, because the thing is, Russia is still going to want to sell its energy to somebody.
Sure.
So let's say it starts selling it to China. Okay. Well, that means that China has to buy less from Australia,
mm-hmm.
which means that, you know.
Is Australia an oil producer?
Australia is a natural gas producer and a coal producer. They're a big coal producer.
Okay.
And that's actually, China kind of screwed itself by cutting off Australian coal earlier this year. In retaliation, I think, for Australia supporting the Hong Kong protesters.
Hmm.
But the thing is, if the same amount of stuff is going into the world market, then it seems like the market should balance it out. It may be more expensive to transport it because, of course, efficient routes have been set up to handle the status quo, and the routes that handled the new status quo might be less efficient at first, but.
Well, it won't do the people of Europe any good for that oil and natural gas to go to China rather than Europe.
Well, the question is then, would China be buying less from other places?
Who knows? Well, time will tell. Ridley, what else did you want to say?
Russia had a cakewalk when they went into Afghanistan. I don't think they even had significant casualties at all at first, and yet they lost. But they're getting fierce resistance, obviously, in Ukraine. It's real similar to it looks a lot like the invasion of Poland in 1939.
The fierce resistance, where is this happening?
In Kyiv. And in
Kyiv, because the reports are that Russia, even the mainstream media is reporting that the Russia government has surrounded Kyiv. Now, supposedly there's explosions been going on there today, but even the Russian propaganda ministry over at RT says they're offering the people of Kyiv safe passage if they would like to evacuate out of Kyiv.
Yeah, that's the other difference, is that the Russians appear to be behaving more humanely than they did at Chechnya.
Stand by, Ridley. I wanna, if you have more to say, stand by. We can bring you back here, and we'll continue the discussion. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, the truth is, there's a lot more video available out there to the average person to document what's going on, so maybe that's one reason why the Russians are being a little nicer than...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Aria, and Nobody here on the program. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, the Ukrainian government is now requesting that cryptocurrency exchanges ban Russian customers or freeze their accounts. And
see, I understand where they're coming from, and I understand why they want this to happen, but this is fundamentally opposed to what I think cryptocurrency should do. Cryptocurrency is valuable because it would allow people in the United States to continue trading with the people of Russia and Ukraine in spite of these ridiculous sanctions.
Correct. And we're going to get into that, though, because it's pretty interesting, the responses from the cryptocurrency exchanges to these requests. First, though, we're going to go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Ridley, you were talking about the Ukrainian situation. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your full thoughts out, so continue, please.
We had started talking about the Poland invasion in 1939. And contrary to popular opinion, this was like, again, the Nazis were, the Poles were actually pretty effective against the Nazis, especially after the surrender, strangely enough. And that's what they're not thinking about. You know, people like when Afghanistan was invaded by the U.S., it was all about in Iraq too. It was all about, you know, that first 6 weeks, you know, and people were not looking past that point. It was just a question of whether the enemy was going to surrender. And really the real battle takes place after the surrender.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true, and that shows to a great extent the power of decentralization. I mean, the sitting government is centralized. You know who they are, you know, so you can capture them and mm-hmm. make them capitulate, but
it's
you don't know who the resistance is. By definition.
Right, and if you're planning to occupy the country, it's going to be, you know, they're going to keep attacking you and you never know when, right?
Yeah. You know, if they are motivated, if they are committed to having you out, they will keep fighting. And certainly the Afghans and the Iraqis were committed to having us out. And I don't think the U.S. government ever completely pacified either Afghanistan or Iraq.
No, Afghanistan, they just waited out the United States government.
Yeah, and they also attacked them on occasion, too. Sure. I mean, there were some pretty wild videos that the Taliban or whoever it was put together showing like truck bomb attacks and a variety of different attacks on the U.S. military there.
Another difference that kind of leans in a different direction, though, from the others, is if you think about the Bosnian War and the Slovenian War, which preceded it, Serbs were massively out on the streets trying to stop it before it even started. I don't know anything like that happening in Russia. There is obviously quite a bit of demonstrating going on, at great risk and with great courage. But, you know, that happened in Yugoslavia and it didn't help much. Hopefully it will help in this case.
Well, when
a government's going to do what it wants to do, whether people protest against it or not.
Let them protest so long as they pay their taxes, was what the Reagan administration official said. Alexander Haig, I think, was his name.
Yeah, that was Haig.
Yeah. They did arrest apparently over 500 people, according to Reuters, at various protests across Russia and 39 cities, which, you know, 500-something people sounds like a lot, but when you do the math, it's an average of 14 people per protest. But, you know, that's not...
still sizable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not turning my nose up at it, but, you know, it's not a surprise that in Russia people get arrested for protest. I mean, that's been going on forever. It's not a free country.
It's a surprise when it happens in Canada.
Indeed. Ridley, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate your perspective on this and appreciate hearing from you. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. In other related news to the situation in Ukraine, also from RT.com, so we talked to you about how Australia has a major satellite and internet television provider called Foxtel that has now prohibited RT from being on their platform. So they've taken them off their platform. In the EU,
you said this is an ISP as well?
I believe so.
Okay. So presumably they could just block access to RT.com.
They could. EU to ban RT and Sputnik. The European Commission president, you got to love this lady's name, Ursula von der Leyen, announced on Sunday that the EU will ban the Russian media outlets RT and Sputnik, accusing them of spreading, quote, harmful disinformation, unquote. Mm. She didn't specify whether this ban will apply solely to television broadcasts or whether RT and Sputnik's websites will be affected. In what she called an unprecedented step, von der Leyen announced that, quote, we will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. She said the state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik, as well as their subsidiaries, will no longer be able to spread their lies to justify Putin's war and to sow division in our union.
Why the hell not? Just spread your own lies to counter theirs, and yin and yang. That's what you've always
CNN
done.
They let CNN spread their lies, don't they?
Well, the CNN would be spreading the EU's lies. They wouldn't be trying to counter the EU's lies, likely.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
Clearly they don't believe in their lies hard enough, right? Like, they don't think their lies can detract the Putin lies.
Just lie harder.
Enough. So they want to ban. She says
they're lying as hard as they can.
Are they? I feel like they could do better.
Here's a disturbing statement. She continued saying, quote, we are developing tools to ban toxic and harmful disinformation in Europe. Look, if
so
they
it's
can,
disinformation now, not misinformation.
That's what she said, yeah. If they can do it to Russia, they can do it to whoever they consider to be disinformation or misinformation or whatever. Anything
they've
that
been
goes,
doing that to us for the last 2 years.
Right, anything that goes against the European Union's, you know, standards or whatever, now they can shut them out completely. So if you ever thought that EU cared about freedom
maybe
of speech.
Maybe they can, maybe they can't. There are ways to get through the Great Firewall of China.
Of course. Where there's a will, there's a way. No doubt.
Yeah, but the issue with that is that most of the people in China don't want to look past the Great Firewall of China. They're not even curious about it.
I don't know if
well,
that's
how would
true
you know
or not.
That?
There's a really good book written by a former Chinese dissident who writes about this exact topic. It's like, you know, when colleges secretly assign these students to, you know, find me 5 Western news articles or whatever, and then they finally get curious about what's out there, but until someone sparks, they're just like, oh, it's just a wasteland out there. Who cares?
Hmm. Von der Leyen's move comes a day after the Association of European Journalists called on the EU to implement a block-wide ban on RT and have its journalists removed. So it's not enough to ban the platform from broadcasting. They want to physically remove the reporters from their country.
Wow. So make sure that Russia can't find out what's going on in the EU. That's interesting.
Yep. So RT has previously faced censorship in Europe, apparently, and German regulators had banned their German language channel earlier this month, so before the whole Ukrainian situation went down. Immediately beforehand, she also revealed the EU will close off its airspace to all Russian aircraft and will supply Ukraine with weapons. So,
why are they wasting time? Just declare war on them if that's what they want.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think they want to manipulate them into a...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Senate back in session on Monday, and as Russia and the Ukraine conflict continues, NATO leaders are questioning Vladimir Putin's mental stability. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the United States is seeking de-escalation with Russia.
He only cares about the peaceful international order insofar as he wants to disrupt it.
Ukrainian and Russian officials met for peace talks Monday, with both sides agreeing to hold more talks. President Joe Biden is not able to handle difficult international issues, such as defending Ukraine from Russian invasion. That's according to 54% of respondents to a recent Harvard-Harris poll. The poll taking place just before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. Even with all the sanctions put on Russia by the United States, our government is still continuing to support Russia.
The United States continues to support Russia as we impose sanctions. The U.S. continues to buy oil from Russia, roughly 600,000 barrels a day. Due to the Biden administration taking America out of energy independence, Russia's invasion of Ukraine could drive up gasoline prices as much as $5 per gallon. Even though the United States and NATO sanctions have not included energy supplies out of Russia for obvious reasons. It should be noted, crude petroleum is Russia's number one export. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
A group of Cuban illegal immigrants that came ashore in the Florida Keys is in custody. Immigration officials saying 13 people were taken into federal custody after landing Sunday night in Key West. U.S. Border Patrol's Miami sector saying the illegal immigrants were part of a maritime smuggling event that arrived in a homemade boat. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
By the way, I want to say thanks to Damian Williams, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. Damian is a silver level supporter, which means he's doing at least $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. So you get some cool perks for helping us out. Advertise market support and promote Free Talk Live at amps.freetalklive.com. We go to more of your calls and thoughts, and we'll get into the cryptocurrency exchanges who are being asked, quote unquote, to freeze out their Russian users. We'll get into that. But first, Galena is calling from Ukraine. She's calling from Kharkiv, the second largest city in Ukraine. And you called us last week toward the end of the week. Galena, welcome back. Mm-hmm. What did you want to share with our audience tonight?
I've heard some of your show tonight on online radio box. And I heard Aria asking if Ukraine is mountainous. It's not all, but some part of it, like 10% is mountainous. Actually, many people went there on their cars because it's far from Russia and it's less chance of getting shot, something like that.
Okay. What else did you want to share?
Can you hear me well?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. You sound great.
Okay, super. So we still have some bombing here, some shots, maybe today even more than usually, the explosions. But
now, hold on. When you say you've got bombing here, what do you mean? What is being bombed in Kharkiv, where you are?
Uh-huh. So I'm not sure if it's actually bombs, but just some explosions that are happening outside the city. That's what I hear from my spot. And,
do you know if there are any military bases in or around Kharkiv, the Ukrainian military? Do they have any bases nearby?
Yes, a lot. Lots of them, even more than usually.
Okay, so it's possible
more bases than usual.
People, we have now many volunteers who really want to help, and they make, like, groups of people defending Ukraine, something like this.
Have you seen any Russian troops in your streets?
No, I haven't. Me, personally, I haven't.
Gotcha. All right. So you're saying you can hear some explosions, but you've not yet personally witnessed any fighting going on. Is that true?
Yeah, me personally not. But I know that in north area of my city, I've seen a video yesterday, or like today, that something was like dropping from the sky, falling on some streets and fire and like burn. Fall and burn. I'm not sure what that was, but like people were making filming it from their windows, like shouting, like, come on, let's go. So this was the one video I've seen.
Interesting. And so also, when you could you describe it a little bit, a little more? Like when you say it fell from the sky and burned in the streets, was it a large something that was burning, or were there multiple things that were dropped that were burning?
Yeah, multiple things that were dropped, that were burning.
Like napalm?
Sometimes.
She may not know what that is. Do you know what napalm is?
No.
It's a chemical. Go ahead.
Yeah, napalm is basically gasoline and paraffin mixed together so that it...
It burns
it
a long time.
Burns and it burns and it sticks to things.
Maybe. I'm not sure what that was.
Do you was it something that was catching things aflame? Was it being dropped onto buildings? Were buildings being set on fire, or did it just end up in the street that you could tell?
I think it end up on the street, maybe on some like very low one floor building, because I don't remember really. I don't remember. I would find that video. Maybe I would share it on Telegram.
Yeah,
oh, that would be great.
Great. I wish I could be on Telegram. But are you on it again? Nobody? Are you back
I'm on
Telegram?
Telegram,
okay.
Yeah.
Do we still have the Free Talk Live chat room there? And are people still
Yeah,
in
it's
that?
Actually there.
Okay, good.
It's getting a little spammy. I was actually going to ask you about being made an admin of it.
You
again.
Are the admin. You're the one who created the room, if I recall correctly.
Okay. I'm not sure if I still am, but I'll check.
Unless you've changed your account, then you still should be. But yeah, Galina, if you want to check that room out, it's what, at Free Talk Live? Is that what it is? Do you recall, nobody?
Yeah,
I do not.
It's FTL Public Discussion.
FTL Public. Okay, so you're already in there. All right, cool. Well, keep your eye out for that, will you, nobody? See if she pops that in there with a video of firebombing or whatever that was.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool.
You can always post it to social.freetalklive.com as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And I can see it.
It'd be great to have you on there. It's social.freetalklive.com. So I'm glad to hear that things are relatively quiet for you there. I mean, they might be a little, you know, noisy as far as the explosions coming from outside the city, but thankfully for you, at least, no explosions in your immediate vicinity. No gunfire is happening in your immediate vicinity, so I'm glad to hear that you are relatively safe, all things considered.
Yeah, I am safe I'm actually not following many news, because I want to have my peace of mind and not to go crazy with all that information. Because some people, they are, like...
obsessed over it?
Yeah, they're obsessed. They're like very anxious.
Well, plus it's not good information anyway. So really, you know, it's probably better off you just follow your eyes and ears and any trusted friends that are actually witnessing things that you can say for sure really did happen, because some of the videos that are being passed around are not real. At least they're not from recently. They're from years ago in some cases.
That's what we learned during COVID. If it wasn't for the media, I mean, just looking around, living your life, no one would have ever known that there was a pandemic happening.
Exactly. Galena, thank you for the call tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to share with our audience tonight?
Last time you asked me about the draft, actually, my boyfriend, he's not going there. Like, he stays home and he avoids coming out of his apartment because he knows that some people can really like take him to the military, dress them, and put him on the field. So yeah, some people who really don't want to go to war, they just stay home.
That's a good plan.
Yeah,
I support him in that. Thank you, Galena. Feel free to call us with further updates. Hopefully things will still continue to be mostly unremarkable for you, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you.
Definitely.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll look forward to your post in the Telegram when you get around to that. Certainly appreciate it. So there you go. There's a call from the second largest city in all of Ukraine, Kharkiv, which is actually right basically next door. It's kind of northwest of the two states or provinces, or whatever you want to call them, that have declared independence, the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. So she's right there in the hot zone, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought the city that she was in had already fallen.
No!
According to the media, I thought.
There's no city that I'm aware of, at least, has quote-unquote fallen. Supposedly,
I wish it had been taken over by the Russians or whatever.
Supposedly, yeah. Kyiv is surrounded right now by the Russians.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the same thing as a takeover.
Right.
And if she hasn't seen a single bullet being fired from her position living in the city. So I'm going to go ahead and say there's no takeover going on here. And it does sound like the Russians are targeting military targets. Now, there have been some claims of bombs hitting apartment buildings or whatever. But who the hell fired those? We don't know.
Yeah. And, of course,
there's probably Assad out of Syria.
When the U.S. Is supposedly targeting military targets, they tend to hit some weddings and such. So, you know, it could well be accidental.
That happens, too. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. 603-283-6160. You can bring up your thoughts. It's free time.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, I actually just happen to have a story pulled up tonight from the Western media. And again, this is a propaganda war. Yeah, there appears to be some shelling going on, allegedly. Like, people living in Ukraine, as our last caller pointed out, are hearing explosions. There's not a lot of video coming out as far as actual fighting going on. She says she hasn't seen a single Russian troop.
It is curious. I mean, no. They supposedly Ukraine got their internet access cut off, so Elon Musk was like, "Hey, you have Starlink now," or whatever. But still,
it was only brief, according to Galina, who called same girl that just called. She called last week. We asked her about the internet status, and she said it was off for like part of a day or a day or something like that, but it was back.
Yeah, there's no videos or pictures circulating social media about this that I've seen.
There's very few. And a lot of the ones that you do see circulated are fake. There was another one, or not fake, or there's old. They're, like, not applicable to this conflict. There's another one I saw of a bunch of Russian, alleged Russian paratroopers coming down, like an overwhelming number of paratroopers.
Like Red Dawn type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And, nope, that didn't happen here.
Was it the movie Red Dawn? They're like, hey, guys, look, we saw this happen.
It wasn't, but it was. I saw that one elsewhere. It was from another, you know, training exercise or something like that.
An Alex Jones skit from 1999.
And then apparently there's some footage from a video game that's been being passed around called Arma 3 or something like that.
Oh, is that the one with the plane battles?
Something with planes. I haven't watched the actual footage myself, but I did see that one passed around as though it's...
Well, the non-actual footage.
Yeah. but this story from the Western propaganda, the Associated Press, says Russian forces shelled Ukraine's second largest city today.
Huh.
So, you just spoke to someone who's in Ukraine's second largest city.
It is the second largest city, so it's possible that the shelling happened in a part of the city in which she didn't find herself. But
I mean, if you lived in New York City and New York City was being shelled, wouldn't you know? I mean, you wouldn't have to rely on Western news outlets to tell you that. You would have a friend of a friend or something who was like, yeah, man, I was totally there when bombs started falling from the sky.
The claim is video supposedly come out of Kharkiv with showing residential areas being shelled, with apartment buildings shaken by repeated powerful blasts. Flashes of fire and gray plumes of smoke could be seen. Footage released by the government from Kharkiv depicted what appeared to be a home with water gushing from a pierced ceiling. What looked like an undetonated projectile was on the floor. Authorities in Kharkiv said at least seven people had been killed and dozens injured. They warned that casualties could be far higher. And, of course, the Russian military is denying targeting residential areas, despite abundant evidence of shelling going on.
And seven, I mean, there were six people stabbed in the New York subway last weekend.
Really?
So, yeah.
Didn't the American military kill, like, 19 at a wedding in Afghanistan or something?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. So, you know, again, who do you believe in this situation? I want to say something else about Galena, and who I appreciate her phone calls, but the first call that she made, I want to make it clear, she didn't sound like she was a Russian apologist at all in that first phone call. Like, the answers that she were giving were very pro-Ukraine. She loves her country, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't remember all the details of the call, but I did not come away from her call thinking, oh, this is a Russian plant at all.
Sure.
Right.
So, you know, the fact that she said today she hasn't seen any Russian troops and hasn't witnessed any actual fighting was interesting. I didn't expect her to say that, but that's what she said. So, you want to weigh in here? You can. The number is 603-283-6160. So let's shift over to the crypto aspect of this situation. We know that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, got a lot of publicity when the Canadian government started cracking down on the fundraisers for the Freedom Convoy in the last few weeks. And now crypto's in the news again in relation to Ukraine. There's a few different aspects. One, the Ukrainian government has posted Bitcoin addresses publicly and asked for people to send them Bitcoin. So that's one thing. They're raking in the Bitcoin.
Even apparently. For Ukraine, don't send a government.
No, don't Bitcoin. Do it. They're just going to use it to, you know, draft their people and force them into slavery.
Yeah, like this Galena's poor boyfriend stuck in his apartment because if he leaves, they're going to press him
out
into joining the military against his will.
And so they're raising money with Bitcoin. At the same time, the Ukrainian government is also apparently requesting, because they can't mandate it, unless they're a Ukrainian Bitcoin exchange, they're requesting that Bitcoin cryptocurrency exchanges stop serving customers in Russia. And this is according to Coindesk.com. The Mikhailo Fedorov, Ukraine's vice prime minister and minister of digital transformation, has asked, quote, all major crypto exchanges to block addresses of Russian users, unquote. He tweeted his request, explaining that it is, quote, crucial to freeze not only the addresses linked to Russian and Belarusian politicians, but also to sabotage ordinary users.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of that.
That's what he said.
That's an evil politician for you.
Yeah. I mean, among other things, you might be cutting off the accounts of the people who are protesting against the Ukrainian invasion in Russia.
Right. A lot of Russians have Ukrainian friends and family, and they are against this war.
Yeah. So I hope that does not happen.
Well, the good news is, there's a little bit of good news, and that is Binance, which is one of the largest, if not the largest, cryptocurrency exchanges on the planet, says they have no plan to freeze user accounts in Russia. Quote, we are not going to unilaterally freeze millions of innocent users' accounts. Crypto is meant to provide greater financial freedom for people across the globe. To unilaterally decide to ban people's access to their crypto would fly in the face of the reason why crypto exists, which is actually what you said.
Thank you. That's so true.
That's surprising to hear from you.
I gained some respect for Binance.
Let me take a little bit of that away. Here's the rest of, here's the rest of the statement. Quote, however, we are taking the steps necessary to ensure we take action against those that have had sanctions levied against them while minimizing impact to innocent users. Should the international community widen those sanctions further, we will apply those aggressively as well, said Binance.
So basically, you can't wire money to Binance
crypto
from a Russian
be
bank.
Switzerland, completely neutral. You know, trade is a human right, and you don't lose your human rights because you live under a bad government. And I, that has to be my position, because my position is that all governments are bad.
They are.
So,
well, crypto is that, but these centralized exchanges can't be that because they're centralized.
Yep, and they're easily targeted by the states in various different countries. And so, you know, you got Binance here saying, yeah, well, you know, we like crypto, and there's the reason it exists, and we kind of are, you know, giving you some, you know, props.
We're scared of government.
But we know what will happen to us if we don't do what we're told. And so right now they're saying, well, it's not an international sanction, so we're going to keep talking tough. But as soon as the sanction comes down, they're going to crack down on their users. So it's a heads up. At least people have a chance. If you are a Russian person and you have, or anyone for that matter, and you have assets on an exchange, get them off of the exchange as soon as you can. If you're done trading, like if you put something on the exchange to trade and you've traded it, get it off the exchange. And the interesting thing is, it's not just Binance saying that. A couple of weeks ago, toward the end of the protests in Canada, there was news about the couple of American exchanges, Kraken and Coinbase. Their CEOs came out and attacked the Canadian government's decision to seize funds from their people's bank accounts.
Oh, well, yeah, sure, they weren't the American government doing it.
But to their credit, they are saying things like this. This is a quote from Jesse Powell. He's the CEO of Kraken. He says, in reference, he posts a video of the Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, who's the Minister of Finance. She's like the head finance goon of their version of FinCEN, basically, over in Canada. And he talks about her freezing accounts. He says, capture being the key word. Crowdfunding platforms are now regulated under the Canadian Terrorist Financing Act. Do you see where this is going? Please do not fund causes directly from custodial wallets. I'm sure freeze orders are coming. Withdraw to non-custodial before sending.
Wow.
Nice.
Even Brian Armstrong.
Is that how evil Coinbase is?
Yeah. Well, that was Kraken.
Oh, that was Kraken. They're slightly less.
Here's evil. Coinbase. Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase, the guy who spends time in Washington, D.C., trying to nose up with, get close to politicians. He says, quote, concerning to see stuff like this happening in any country, especially such an economically free place like Canada, self-custodial wallets are important, he says.
Not your keys, not your crypto.
Yeah. There's more coming up here. We can share your thoughts. Are welcome. You can join the show at 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk Live, Hour 3.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.